This is GQDN for Thursday, January 15th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest and go get Quest worthy. But if you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. Yes, you do. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, is Amazon making a new Fallout show? We got some games coming out soon. And could there be a new JRPG coming out? But we begin today with more tariff news. Engadget.com did say that the Trump administration has now imposed a 25% tariff on the high-end chips. And that's where the White House did name AMD M1 325X and the NVIDIA H200 in particular. Now, Trump did sign a proclamation that will put 25% tariff on, quote, certain advanced computing chips, end quote. And that's what the White House did announce. Because the New York Times did note that the administration did threaten some bigger and broader tariffs for chips. The president also said that he was going to impose a 100% tariff on companies unless they invest on the semiconductor manufacturing in the United States. Now, the new tariff will only affect the advanced chips that is imported to the U.S. because they are to be re-exported to the other countries for sale. And the new tariff was named for both AMD and NVIDIA, because the two models, as I mentioned before, will be the only ones affected by the tariff. Now, Trump did approve the H200 for export to China, saying that NVIDIA's most advanced AI chip and the company would have newer, more powerful products, like the Blackwell semiconductors. Here's what Trump did say, quote, "We're going to be making 25% on the sale of those chips, basically," end quote. Now, those semiconductors were imported to the U.S. for products that would be sold in America or for use in the data centers in the country. That will not be affected by the new tariff. Further quote, "This tariff will not apply to chips that are imported to support the build-out of the U.S. technology supply chain and the strengthening of domestic manufacturing capacity for deliveries of semiconductors," end quote. So tariffs are coming again. But we're going to go from tariffs to banning, because according to PushSquare.com, a lot of games from one publisher has left the PlayStation Store because over 1,000 games are gone. The games came from Thigh Games, because they are the ones that made the Jumping Spaghetti, the Jumping Orange 3, the Jumping Pizza, the Jumping Burrito, the Jumping Taco. Sorry. But as of yesterday, all of those games are gone. So Push Square went through the dozens of titles and they couldn't find any of them for purchase. And neither Sony or Thai Games did comment about the situation. But if Push Square doesn't get any news from either companies, they will let us know. And if they do, we'll let you know. So why were they taken out? Push Square does think that is because of both the low-quality software and getting the platinum trophies too easy. So could it be that? It could. We're going to go to Games Radar this time, because a JRPG veteran is working on something new, and that is Koji Okada. And he is breaking in his long-year hiatus from game development, because they're making another RPG, which you might be in a Japanese high school, because the developer Compile Heart did announce that they will unveil a new school life RPG later this month on January 29th. And that's being produced by Okada along with some other Atlas developers. including the persona writer Tadashi Satomi and the Shin Megami Tensei composer Tsuka Masako. Now, with that first look, they got several quick shots of some DNA with some ominous corridors, and that would be to be a blood-spattered research lab. And then the character's eyeball expanding in the sight of something probably gruesome. And we'll see what happens. Now we got some equipment for you. We got three things. What? All right, let's start with Games Radar. They got the next two ones there anyway. Because there's a handheld controller that will be able to play your Sega Genesis games. Now, Hyperskin, which is the ones that we're talking about, did reveal the Mega 95 or last year. And that was a retro handheld that runs the Genesis Sega Mega Drive cartridges. And there was a mention of Sega's 16-bit system that is there with it. So, Hyperskin got up on Facebook, and they did say that there was a quick Mega 95 development update, because apparently the hardware is finished. But, quote, the holdup is software, specifically how the current build is translating game graphics. We're seeing visual artifacts and occasional tearing, and we're not okay shipping it like that. End quote. Now, they have been going on about this here for some time, but they did say that the core reason has taken longer than what they wanted. So will this come out for your old dusted up Sega Genesis games? Oh, maybe eBay could probably benefit from that. We'll see. But that's not the only controller. GameSir, once again, GamesRadar.com, made the G7 Pro controller with a new carrying case. And right now, the GameSir G7 Pro ZZ Special Edition is $130 at Amazon. If you want this controller, well, once again, this looks like for an Xbox, because you got your D-pad, you got your, that's on the left side, with a upper level joystick. You got your other joystick on the lower right side, and of course your four buttons, that's right there as well, along with the buttons on the top. Now, this is modeled for PC, and it could be going for your Xbox as well. Maybe other ones. But this is the other big equipment news for the day, and that is NVIDIA is ending the 5070 Ti. According to PCGamer.com, that is because of the memory crisis that's going on right now, and that is due to AI. Now, the NVIDIA RTX 5070 Ti will stop being in production. It will no longer be produced. And Asus did already come in with that as well and said that the Asus RTX 5070 Ti cards is going to be ending its production because of the low supply. Asus said, quote, this model is currently facing a supply shortage, and as they have placed the model into the end of life status, end quote. So both of these are going away. All right, we got bad news, we got good news. Gamatsu.com said that Grid Legends Deluxe Edition will be going up to Switch 2 January 29th. And that'll be up on the Nintendo eShop on January 29th. $40. It's a sticking point, isn't it? Yep, but that's okay. Does look good, doesn't it? Maybe the Heart of Crown also looks good too. And that'll be coming to us January 29th as well on the Nintendo eShop. That'll be $27. That's with the 10% discount. But if you don't have the discount, it'll be $30. So if you like those games, you can try it. I got a feeling there's going to be some Ready, Set, Go action, because Amazon is making a Fallout Shelter competition reality TV show. That's according to Engadget.com. And Prime Video did give it a green light with an unscripted reality show that's titled Fallout Shelter. 10 episode run, that's what's going to be. And that's going to be with Studio Lambert. Now the description goes as, quote, across a series of escalating challenges, strategic dilemmas, and mortal crossroads, the contestants must prove their integrity, teamwork, and resilience as they compete for safety, power, and ultimately a huge cash price, end quote. So it's going to be a reality show. Here we go. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.